architects. There is a famous one by the name of Frank Lloyd Wright.
Yes, I've heard of him. I mentioned the four great architects of the century. Actually, Frank Lloyd Wright of this country, Corbusier of France, Mies van der Rohe of Germany, who later ended up in Chicago, and Walter Gropius, who later ended up at Harvard. These are the four important people. Frank Lloyd Wright did a building in Tulsa for Richard Lloyd Jones in about 1924. The building is mentioned by Wright in his autobiography. He referred to Jones as a printer in Tulsa who claims to be a cousin of mine, which is a typical Wright description of people.
Well, you kind of wonder, because he was born Frank Lincoln Wright, and then he became Frank Lloyd Wright.
I didn't know that.
Which makes me believe that he had to feel pretty close to that Jones family and was related to them.
It was a Welsh family of origin. Probably, I'm sure the family relationship is correct.
Yes.
I visited his place a couple of times in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Once was with two of our college professors from Notre Dame. I mentioned two Hungarian twins. When they came to this country in 1947, they were just like little bees going all over the country smelling all the flowers. And they went up to Frank Lloyd Wright's place maybe a year later. Some of us got in our two cars and we went up to visit Wright. He turned to me and said, "Are they teaching you that international style?" I didn't know what the hell to say. I didn't know what the international style was. But on another occasion, when he was in his 80s, he was lecturing before the Chicago chapter of AIA. And I was a student in graduate school, and we couldn't afford the banquet ticket, but they gave us some folding chairs immediately behind the speaker's platform. So I was about 10 feet behind Wright to his back. Preceding Wright was a slideshow, talked about photography being an art. So Wright began his 45-minute talk, explaining to that group of architects how photographers were not artists. And he went on from there. And finally his wife reached over and grabbed him by the coattail and yanked twice. And he looked like he'd been shot. He said, "Now I think I've talked enough," and sat down. He had really a very interesting personality and did very important work. He was more into the crafts. I think industrialization or science and technology didn't have the same appeal to him, but he was very good at what he did, and he was a great liberating influence. He taught all the people of our generation that there was another path. You know, I didn't choose that path, but he was a man of great force.
At Crystal Bridges, they have a Frank Lloyd Wright demonstration house, and they tell a story about Frank Lloyd Wright had to testify in court once about some building project, and they asked him what his profession was. He said he was the greatest architect in the world. And his wife came up to him after he had given his deposition or whatever, his testimony, and said, "Why did you say that?" And he said, "Well, I was sworn to tell the truth."
Another story. When Mies van der Rohe came to IIT in Chicago in 1938, the local architectural committee had a big banquet at probably the Palmer House, attended by probably 200 or 300 people, important people from all over, deans from other schools. So Frank Lloyd Wright was going to introduce Mies van der Rohe to this crowd of architects. He said, "Now I present to you Mies van der Rohe, and God knows you need him." And he sat down.
He had an interesting personal life. I don't know which wife you were talking about.
The last one.
He had Catherine Lee, Kitty Tobin. He left her, and he went for Mama Cheney. And then there were murders at his estate in 1914.
Yeah.
And then he had a marriage with his second wife, Miriam Noel. And then he had a relationship with Olga Hinsberg, who became his third wife in 1928.
I guess that was the woman
who tugged at his coattails.
Yeah.
He called his work organic architecture.
Which kind of meant that it grew out of the needs. It wasn't imposed from external influences, but kind of grew out of the needs. And to him, nature was very important. I guess he would call him a natural architect.
Yeah.
But that was the term he used, organic, which meant different things to different people.
So you respected him enormously, but chose a different path than he.
Correct.